I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jimmy Vilkind is reporting on the Times Union's Capital Confidential blog that U.S. District Court Judge Gary L. Sharp has now set the state's political calendar for congressional races. In a decision or an order dated Thursday, February 9th, Sharp picked the date submitted by State Board of Elections Democrats and chided, quote, state officials for their persistent bickering, unquote. Sharp pointed out that SBOE Republicans submitted a partial calendar and applied current electoral deadlines to a new primary date. The complete calendar submitted by the Democrats specified a petition period from March 20th to April 16th, 10 days shorter than previous years. The submission also reduced the number of signatures required to secure a spot on the ballot by 25%. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Barbara Rayner writes in the Register Star that the village of Kinderhook is in danger of losing $200,000 in newly awarded community development block grant funds intended for use on a new sewer project. Village Mayor Carol Weaver told the trustees Tuesday, February 7th, the Office of Community Renewal notified the village that before the grant agreement can be executed, the village must provide additional information. It has 60 days to conduct an income survey and demonstrate that at least 51% of residents in the project area are people of low or moderate income. Quote, if we don't meet the income requirement, we're dead in the water, unquote, Weaver told the Register Star. Weaver said if the grant money is lost, the responsibility for filling the funding gap will fall on the 35 property owners in the project area. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank writes in the Daily Mail that the town of Catskill is looking for additional funds to repair damage caused by Tropical Storm Irene. At the town board meeting Tuesday, February 7th, Councilman Kevin Lennon reported a documentation package was submitted to the U.S. National Conservation Resources Service January 31st. Lennon said the NCRS is expected to send a task force to Greene County to examine flood damage not covered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Sites identified for possible NCRS assistance include Woodstock Avenue in Palinville, a Drummond Falls Road and Bridge, the junction of Route 23A and Bogart Road, and the culvert on Pennsylvania Avenue. NCRS could cover up to 75% of the repair costs. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Tom Casey reports in the Register Star that the mandated renovations to the Columbia County Courthouse are one step closer to being realized following a full meeting of the County Board of Supervisors Wednesday, February 8th. The board unanimously approved a resolution, quote, affirming that the declaration that renovations would have no negative environmental impacts under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, unquote. The search for bonding and construction bids will now commence. Board Chairman Pat Gratton, Republican from Kinderhook, pronounced the process, quote, 90% complete, unquote. In 1987, New York mandated the building be renovated and brought into compliance with the Federal Emergency and Disabilities Act. Design plans for the $8 million project were approved in June 2011. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Today is Friday, February 10th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts there will be increasing clouds in Hunter in Greene County with a high near 42. Friday night, there's a 60% chance of rain and snow showers before 10 p.m., then snow showers likely with a low around 21. The weekend forecast, Saturday, snow showers likely, mainly before noon and after midnight, cloudy with a high near 34 and a low around 5. Sunday, there's a chance of snow showers, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 22 and a low around 7. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 31. Today is the second Friday of the month, and the Hudson Historic Preservation Commission meets at 10 a.m. in Hudson at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Sun rises at 6:57 a.m. and sets at 5:23 p.m. The moon rises at 9:01 p.m. this evening, and the previous day sets at 8:03 a.m., and it's a full moon. Last night, the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Boston Celtics 88-87 in overtime with Kobe Bryant's 27 points, and tonight the Lakers are at the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. on MSG. Tune in later today at 3:30 p.m. to WGXC. Knock on Wood, Impossible Things is the name of the episode this week with Steve Charney and his dummy Harry on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.